Hannah Esther.
Hi, Leah Esther. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Who is this?
This is Hannah Esther. Amy.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
Good stove.
Yes.
Good evening. Go to stove.
Good evening, Curtis Tove.
We're going to wait a minute to start, give a few other people time to join us.
Okay, I'm going to go on mute, Hanoch.
Okay.
Should I go on mute, too?
Most people go on mute because you never know what background noise is going to interfere in the class.
Okay.
You press *6 and you mute yourself. And then if you want to ask a question, press *6 again.
Okay.
So, good evening. I'm Curtis Tove.
Curtis Tove to you as well.
Thank you. Except
you're
it's
welcome.
Not Curtis Tove. It's not a new
right.
month yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. And that's... Please mute your phone because I'm getting a lot of static.
Okay, will do.
Thank you. So I'm starting out by saying today is not Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh will not happen until tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening is Friday evening. But tonight is Erev Chodesh, which has a special energy also. And that energy is the day before Rosh Chodesh, all of the tzaddikim come and are on earth with us, their souls into their graves, into their crypts. And they're waiting for us to ask them for help. Because that's what they are about, helping people. So tonight is information about the new month of Shavuot and information on how to perform the ritual yourself tomorrow night and Saturday on Shabbat. So I'm still getting static here. So I'm going to mute everybody's phone. If you want to ask questions, feel free to do so by pressing *6. And then you'll be able to be heard. And then once you've asked your question, please mute your phone again by pressing *6 a second time. So, since it's not Rosh Chodesh, we're going to start this Rosh Chodesh information through our normal manner of please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Taf Tzadi. Now, this first verse is the same verse for the month of Shvat, the new month that starts tomorrow night. And the letters of that new month are Tzadi and Bet, while the month of Tevet, our current month, is Ayin and Bet. And there is a connection between the idea of Bet, which created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn. And the Ayin and Bet, we have been saying all month, the Ayin creates the constellation Gedi, which is the goat, which is the astrological sign of Capricorn. And the Tzadi created the astrological sign of Dali, the water carrier. Some people say it's the water bucket. And the gematria of the Tzadi and Bet is 92, which is 91 plus the Kolel. And 91, we know, is the Hebrew word Amen. So the month of Shvat connects us to Amen. It connects us to the unity of the spiritual and physical worlds. And this will be the energy, as we will soon learn. And on tomorrow night, when you start to say the Ana B'Koach, it is this first verse where you will make the connection. And as we go forward in our teaching tonight, you'll learn what that connection is and how to make it. But it isn't this, at this first verse of the Ana B'Koach. Continuing. Kabel Rinat Amcha sagbeinu, tacharenu, nora, kufrei shayin, sintet nun. Na gibor, dor sheyuchudcha, kevava, shamren, nun gimel dalet. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatha Tami Gamlem Betet Resh Sadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el adatah Tet kufet, tet nunayin. Chasin kadosh Berov tuvcha Na'el adatah Tet kufet, tet nunayin. Yachid geyeh Lamcha penei zokrei kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed, Hei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Tav. Now we have brought the energy of creation into our space. And we are now going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy. And this is especially important in the month of Shabbat, as you will learn. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Elohei Wahei El Rachum Bechanun Erech Apaim Berav Chesed Be'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Notze Avon Vafesha Bechata'av V'nakei. And now we're going to connect to the energy of the year, 5777, by saying two verses. The first one is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. The energy of this year is that of the goat, that of the wake-up call. And we will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu, ishkinte bidchilu, urchimu, urchilu, urchilu, urchimu. Ve'achta l'shem yud hei bevav hei, ve'yichudah shilim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu konanei aleinu maasei adeinu konaneu. Sod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we are able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatzkiach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these five words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. And each letter of the name of the year is separated by seven other letters. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem hadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. And now we also have two verses that connect us to the year of 5776, the year of the pause. The first of those verses is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. And just as you needed many times during this month of Tibet, the year of the pause, in the first part of Shabbat, you will also need the year of the pause. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayechaskum acheichem alevim ad kelot hamlacha yad yitkadshu ha'kohanim. Ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim. This verse has 25 words, so when we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wa 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 Yola Yo Alame Hey 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 Aka A Rekaha. the second verse that we will say to connect to the energy of the pause, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Be'ichu ba'adonai ade'ad, ki bi'ayohei adonaiyohei sur olamim. In the year of 5775, the energy is swallowing death forever. And we have three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we will read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishemi meni lo tarpeni adbili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, nikol ha-machavoiya. Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachon. V'halakti yitchem v'chayayim yeshno. V'aretz v'chipasti. O Tob, call Alfe Yehuda. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo laneta yoved roav yomru ayo. In the year 5774, there's one verse that connects to the energy of peace in the Middle East. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesanti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Bene avla la anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. The energy of this verse is certainty, and we will need this energy during Shabbat. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane nan de kucha, Barichu kol ma di aved, Leila witata, Kola iru, Kishot beovada, Dikshot belait lach mila, Di alma divae, Barnash ledachya. Leia minea, ulan haga beya, kalana de hakulu, ovada dikshot, inun wikola, it's terich bealma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left tonight, which is the 27th excuse me, the 29th day of Tevet. And as I said earlier, this is Erev Rosh Chodesh, and it has a very unique energy that allows you to connect to the all of the Tzaddikim, whatever day they left. They're all available to you this evening, being Erev Rosh Chodesh. And the ones who specifically left today, Rabbi Yehoshua Lieb Diskin, the Brisker Rav, Rabbi Yerachmiel Yisrael Yitzhak of Alexander, Rabbi Marcus Adler, Rabbi Meir Chodesh, Rabbi Daniel Levy, Rabbi Chaim Shamshon Shimshon Tzwiatchid, and this is one you should know as students of Kabbalah in this generation. Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri, who died at the age of 113, some say, and some say 108. Rabbi Kaduri died at the shock that his main student had died, and was an indication that the student and Rabbi Kaduri were both needed on the spiritual levels. So they both left within days of each other on the physical level. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. But in case there's some new people listening to Rosh Chodesh events, I will say the eighth verse out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Vaed. The handout can be found on the Yashem website in the local search box by typing in the name of the month, Shevat, Shevat. But I also recommend that you type the word blog in front of Shevat, because that will limit the number of responses you get, and you'll be more easily find the particular year, 5777, that applies to this handout that I'm reading. The month of Shevat, and what we're doing here is primarily to teach you what to do tomorrow night and Saturday. And we will go, as we go through the information about the month of Shevat, which is important to know, because Rosh Chodesh, each first of the month, each new moon of the month, is an opportunity to control the energy of that month. But in order to control the energy, you need to understand what to expect from that energy. What is that energy? And we've all had an interesting month, and I use the word interesting loosely. Many people had great difficulty during the month of Tevet. And that was to be expected, because the people who had that great difficulty were not utilizing the Rosh Chodesh techniques to take control of the month. But what does it mean to take control of the month? you can't change the energy that's coming at you astrologically, but you can control your reactions to that energy. And that's the meaning of control. When you use binding by striking to stop your reactions. Not to bury your reactions, but to stop them so that you can learn more about why you do what you do. The month of Shavuot is spelled in Hebrew Shin Bet Tet. That is the same spelling of the word Shavuot that translates as tribes or as a tribe. But concealed in that spelling is the word Shabbat. It's not on its literal level. It's not on its visual level. But we know that the letter Tet and the letter Taf have the same sound. They come from the same parts of the mouth. And therefore, you can substitute the Taf for the Tet anywhere in any word. So what is the idea of Shabbat being a tribe? What's the meaning of the idea of a tribe? We know there are 12 tribes of the children of Israel. What's the difference between a tribe and a nation? On one level, it's strictly size. But there are other meanings and differences to those two words. But potentially during the month of Shavuot, we can reach and have the energy of Shabbat. And what is the energy of Shabbat? It's completion. What is the energy of Shevet? Shev means to sit. And the letter Tet has the numerical value of 9. Do you ever wonder where the phrase that the cat has 9 lives comes from? It's from being able to sit 9 times. The word Shev in Hebrew means to sit. But it also connects to Teshuva. And as we know, we're in the period of Shovavim. All of the month of Shavuot is in the period of Shovavim, which is a period for Teshuvah, of creativity, of creative mistakes, yes, of sexual mistakes. Another meaning of the word Shavuot is a scepter. And the astrological connection to the month of Shavuot is about your tribe, your family. Because a tribe is an extension of your family. And your consciousness is going to determine the extent to which you expand your consciousness to include more of your tribe. What is the energy of Shabbat? It's Shabbat, but it's also a scepter. It's also an image. Who holds the scepter? The scepter represents power. Remember we said that the Bet, the letter Bet, created both the month of, or the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and they're both connected to these 2 months, Tevet and Shavat. And the energy of Tevet, the protection shield is not activated. And the month of Shavat is like this also, but it has two energies in Shavat. Those two energies are right and left column energies. The first 2 weeks of Shavat is similar energy, similar impact to the month of Tevet. So if you thought you were finally out of it, you were away from it, it's less intense during the first 2 weeks of Shavat, but it's the same kind of energy. While the second 2 weeks is the energy of renewal, representing the scepter, the power. What is renewal? It's spring. It's jumping forth, bursting forth. It's the tree of life. As the only holiday in the month of Shavat is Tu Bishvat, the Rosh Hashanah, the new year of the trees. The sages tell us that this is when the sap in the tree starts to flow. Prior to this, the sap in the tree was old and tired, as represented by the winter. It was last year's sap. It's last year's energy. Tu Bishvat is this year's energy. The spring, we're bursting forth. The sap is starting to flow with renewed vigor, the renewal energy. Every tribe, every month, has many attributes. One of the attributes, or the specific attribute for the month of Shavat, is taste, called lita. And this attribute reflects the energy of Shavat because it relates to spices. We add spices to our food to give us pleasure. And this is the renewal. We're again renewing our connection to pleasures. We're coming out of the winter and bursting into spring, which is pleasure. And how do we identify pleasure when it comes to taste? Through the spices that we add to our foods. The ancient tribal connection is Yosef. But the modern tribal connection is Asher. Asher is happiness. Joseph is righteousness. And happiness is what creates or draws you or raises you to righteousness. So being happy in the month of Shavat is very important. And in the Western world, happiness is not, what's taught is that happiness is not in your control. Your emotions are what your emotions are. But Kabbalah teaches that you can control your emotions. If you decide to be happy, you will be happy. Otherwise, you're connecting to the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're not. But you can decide when you're not happy to be happy. And just by making that decision, you move towards happiness. But the month of Shavuot is a bittersweet happiness because Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, was the mother of Asher. And she was happy, Leah was happy to provide Jacob this fifth son, but she would have preferred if it had happened as she was the birth mother, rather than her handmaid, Zilpah. There's a bittersweet aspect to the month of Shavuot, and that's explaining the duality of the first 2 weeks being closer to the energy of Tevet, and the last 2 weeks to be truly happy, bursting forth with the energy of spring. The tribal stone for the month of Shavuot is this shaham, which is the onyx. And this has a quality of charisma, illusion, but also delusion. These traits, we all know the physical world is illusion. But it can also lead us into deluding ourselves. And we have to guard against that truth. When we see this illusion and think it is truth, that's deluding ourselves. But what is the idea of charisma? Charisma is an energy that allows people to think better of one than what they truly are. Charisma is an energy of attraction. And we're all attracted to spring. The tribal herb is one of the components of the Ketoreth. It's the Male Ashan, which translates as the smoke rising plant. This component in the Ketoreth, in the incense, is what caused the smoke to rise straight up to Hashem. It's a direct connection to Hashem. And that is the energy of Aquarius, the month of Shavuot, where we can rise straight up to Hashem and connect to Hashem. But how do we do that when we're deluding ourselves? How do we do that when we're looking and seeing the illusion? Obviously, the answer is we have to peer through the illusion and see what is true. Now, there is a house in the month of Shavuot, a connection, an attribute. It's called the Bet Ha'ahava, the house of love. But the essence of the house of love is sharing. giving to others without an expectation of receiving in return. When you have this energy, when you act during Shabbat with this energy, you don't have all of the negative aspects of the month of Shabbat. Learn this lesson well. The zodiac sign is the Li, which is the water pitcher. It has a vessel, it's a vessel of four chesed, because water is that physical item that best express the energy of chesed, which is loving kindness, sharing, thinking about others, caring about others, being in unity with others. The energy of the direction during the month of Shabbat is Ma'arev, which is translated as from the evening, Me'erev. But it's really has the meaning of west. West is where the sun sets. And this is the first 2 weeks of Shabbat. While in the last 2 weeks, we have the energy of rising, but it's really still in the west. I'm going to repeat some of what I said because we're going to be talking about the modern energy, the modern consciousness. What I have just said to you is based on the ancient understandings. The name of the 11th month, which is Shabbat, and 11 means, and learn this well, 11 connects to the Ketoret, which is brings you closer to Hashem. But 11 also connects to the Satan, because it's the 10 Sephirot plus the negative side, the negative tree, the other side. The month of Shabbat seems to be two different months in one. The first 2 weeks prior to the holiday of Tu B'Shvat reminds us of the month of Tevet, and the energy seems to be unchanged. Maybe a little less intense, but essentially unchanged. The last 2 weeks after the holiday of Tu B'Shvat is very different. It becomes a more positive month. The energy of the 2 months is really the same, but feels to us like two different things. The first 2 weeks is the energy of appeasement. The last 2 weeks, abundance. And what is the difference between appeasement and abundance? Appeasement is sharing that feels like giving, meaning it feels like there's an agenda, that there's a reason that you're sharing. Whereas abundance is true sharing, where there is no agenda. You share because that's what you are, that's what you do. That is the essence of Hashem, and you are close to Hashem, so you share. Appeasement has a bad connotation in the Western world, since in the 1930s, the West appeased the voracious appetite of Germany and its leader. It was not truly sharing, even though so much was given. In effect, it is a transfer of resources from one to another under duress of some type. Abundance, on the other hand, is usually thought of as relating to physical resources, yet it actually applies to both spiritual and physical resources. When things, spiritual or physical, are in abundance, people find it easier to share. Yet unless it is acting as a channel of the light of Hashem, it is simply giving under another name. Understand something very important. You first must receive in order to share. We are not God. We don't have all of the energy available to us. We have to receive that energy. But when we receive it with the consciousness to share it, we become a funnel. We become a channel. We become like God. And this is the potential that we can achieve in the month of Shabbat. Now, we've discussed in the Anna Bekoach that the first verse is the verse connected to the month of Shabbat, and we have the Bet that created Shabtai, and the Tzadi, the Tzadik, that is connected to the astrological sign of Dali, the water carrier. And the tetragrammaton permutation is He, Yud, Wav, He, or He, Yo, Wav, He. When you say the Anna Bekoach on Friday night and Saturday on Shabbat, you're saying He, Yo, Wav, He. You're dancing, you're singing, you're happy. This is the energy that you need to inject to control the astrological influences of Dali, of Shvat. I cannot stress that enough. Use that sequence. Hey, oh, ah, hey, dance around and be happy, please. This is the energy to inject. And you do it at that first verse of the Anna Bekoach. Don't do it just once. Do it many, many times. Do it 13 times. Do it twice 13 times. 26 times. Connect to Hashem. This is the energy of the month of Shabbat. This is the ritual. That is the control mechanism. Specific tools to adopt and to activate during the month of Shabbat. Because it's the time, it's the seed level for spring, do new things, something you've never done before. whatever that might be. This is the month to do the things of your bucket list, the things you've always wanted to do. Just be sure, be certain that you will be happy when you do these new things. It is a good month to learn new Torah, to delve into the verses. Look at the first letters, the last letters, the middle letters. See what you can find concealed in the energy of your name verses. This is a good month to do that. Be conscious of what you eat this month. The month of Shabbat, according to Kabbalah, corrects the sense of eating. This correction is achieved when we become conscious as we eat, instead of robotic as we eat. I remember watching students of Kabbalah eating challah during the month of Shabbat. Every chew of every bite of challah that they ate, they were concentrating on what the actions that they were doing. Most of us, you take a bite, it tastes good, you start chewing and you forget about it. It's a robotic action. Don't do that this month. Be conscious of what you eat. This is a good month because it's the month connected to taste. To either choose to become vegetarian or to transition to eating kosher. To change something about eating. Eat healthier. Whatever it is appropriate. And let's understand the energy that we will be experiencing. Every person is going to be influenced by the astrological flow. The universe will support the consciousness of let go and let God. If you try to hold on to your negativity, the universe will kick you in the groin during this month. Let go of your negativity. Cleanse your negativity. Recognize your negativity and kick it out of you. Tear it out of you by its roots. And you will be amazed at what you can accomplish during this month. This month that is world peace capable. This month that is joyful, if you would only perceive it. This is the astrological energy. Which will you participate with? The joy and happiness or the chaos due to your holding on to the negativity? That choice is yours. Does anyone have any questions? I'm going to unmute the phone so that anyone may ask.
Does anybody have any questions? I wish you all a good show. And remember, it starts tomorrow night, Friday night at sundown. It has the energy of Shabbat within it, but it's also manifesting and activating the Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. It's a very powerful day. Utilize it to take control of the energy of Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom to all. Kodesh Tov to all. Enjoy.
Kodesh
Shalom.
Shalom.
Kodesh Shalom.
Shalom. Kodesh Tov.